Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
May kakilala ba kayong mga magulang na talagang intention ay maghirap ang kanilang mga anak? Wala. Our parents mean well, but there are times our parents are setting up for financial failure. Imbis na tayo binibigyan ng pangarap, sila pang nagnanakaw ng ating pangarap. Pwede nga, yes, in this episode, pag-uusapan po natin, matunan po natin ano po ang mga kasinungalingan na sinasabi ng ating magulang sa atin tungkol sa pera.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free. Teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your pambansang wealth coach. Nako, sa episode number 2 na ito, discover the shocking truth, what our parents has been telling us wrong about money. Nako, kaya nga, abang-abang lang kayo. Alam niyo sa part 1 episode, no, na pinag-usapan na natin yung mga common misconceptions na parating sinasabi ng ating magulang na akala natin ay totoo at tama. Kaya nga, this led us to believe, like for example, ang pera mahirap kitain. Diba? Sa totoo lang, just like what I mentioned, mahirap lang kitain pag di mo alam, pero pag natuto ka, madali na. So ngayon, ipagpapatuloy po natin yung mga malipang, mga na probably na isabi sa atin at na imarites sa atin that really prevents us from really making the money that we deserve. Kaya kung na-miss nyo po yung first episode, please balikan nyo na lang po sa aking podcast channel. Yung episode number 1, ito po ng ating episode number 2. Okay, so episode number 2, money lies that we've been hearing from our parents. Ito po, huwag kang masyadong magastos, kaya ikaw dapat magtipid ka. Oo naman. Ito naman po ah. Tama po naman na kailangan po magtipid tayo. That's number 1. Matuto tayong mag-ipon. Tama po yan. Pero huwag naman po masyadong extreme na hindi ka na talaga nag-e-enjoy sa buhay. Alam nyo, ito lang. Atin-atin lang to ah. This is between you and me. May kakilala tayong mga lolo-lola o mga magulang natin sa sobrang dami rin ng pera, hindi na sila nag-e-enjoy. Oo. Bakit po? Yun, pati lahat ng mga plastic, inuuwi, di ba? Or mga, let's say, yung mga plastic na luma, 'di ba, hindi tinatapon, 'di ba? Bakit po? Kasi nagkaroon po sila ng what we call as scarcity mindset or poverty mindset. Since nanggaling sila sa hirap, guminawan ang buhay nila. Ngayon, ayaw pa nilang talagang gumastos para mag-enjoy sa buhay. Mm-mm. To the point, 'di ba? Ang dami nilang pera but they live miserable lives. May kakilala kayo mga magulang natin o matatanda natin, talagang may kaya pero hindi nagka-travel, hindi nag-e-enjoy, tuwing gumagastos, galit, talagang sobrang kuripot, di ba? Na-experience yun na ba yun? Ako talagang buti na lang, praise be to God, na medyo nagbago ng konti yung mga magulang ko. Hindi ko talaga makalimutan at di ko talaga masisisi. FYI, we just need to understand bakit ganito ang ating mga magulang. Kasi sa sobrang kahirapan ng buhay para sa kanila, mahalaga na may pera silang natatabi. And it reminded me, guys, ito lang. I would like to share with you one story that really struck me during the time of the World War II. Nagkaroon ng Jews, persecution. Diba? Pinapatay po lahat ng mga Hudyo. Nakasala concentration camp yung mga bata. At talagang sobrang payat na po sila. Wala sila makain, tinotortured po sila doon. Tapos nagkaroon po ng liberation during that time. So napalaya po yung mga Hudyo at may mga survivor ng Holocaust. At ito po nangyari, yung mga batang yan, napapakain na, nadadapitan na, malaya na sila, pero gabi-gabi, hindi pa rin silang makatulog. Bakit di sila makatulog? Kasi nag-aalala sila, baka pagising nila, wala na silang pagkain, at the same time, baka maging ano naman sila, prisoner na naman sila. Tapos may isang psychologist, child psychiatrist, Alam mo ang ginawa nila? Bago matulog lahat ng mga bata, pinapahawak sa kanila ang isang tinapay. Ever since na sila ay binigyan ng tinapay, alam mo, lahat sila ay nakatulog ng mahimbing. Bakit? Kasi gabi-gabi, hawak-hawak nila ng tinapay, nasa mindset nila, oras na gumising ako, at least may hawak akong tinapay na may makakain ako. Naintindihan nyo? Napaka-powerful po nito. Kaya mga friendship, no, maari ikaw po ay nanggaling sa hirap at nakawala na sa hirap, pero ang mindset mo ay prisoner pa rin ng mahirap. You're still believing in your mind, that's the reason why you cannot get free, you cannot break free, because, yun nga, you still have what we call as a poverty or scarcity mindset. That's the reason why you cannot enjoy life. Let's go to number two. Lie na sinabi po sa atin ng ating mga magulang that rich people are greedy. Yung mga mayaman, ako mga ganid yan, mga sakim na sa pera. Yes, maybe some, but not all, because I've seen people who also are so successful and rich but are generous. Pero you know what? When you talk about greed, it doesn't really understand yung tinatawag na social classes, mahirap o mayaman. I would also say, ito lang, I don't know if you will agree with the statement, it's not only people who can be greedy. It's not only poor, rich people who can be greedy. It's also poor people who can be greedy. Kahit mahirap ka, pwede ka maging greedy. What do I mean? Diba? Alam mo yung greed at saka being rich and being poor, iisa lang ang dialect niyan eh. What do I mean? Yung mga mayaman, pagka kumita na, pwede niya sabihin, diba? I do not have enough. Diba? Pwede niya sabihin niya. Diba? Na kumita na sila, kulang pa. And pwede sabihin ng mga mahirap, pag kumita sila, di ba, I want more. Di ba, kumita na ako ng konti, pero gusto ko pa na mas marami. Pero pwede natin baliktarin. Yung mga mahirap, pagkatapos kumita, pwede sabihin na, I do not have enough. Pwede rin sabihin na mga mayaman, pag kumita na, I want more. So kung magkikita mo, ang pareho lang talaga eh. Ang problema, hindi yung mga mayaman ang greedy. Ang greed is an issue, not the state of the... It's not the state of money, it's the state of the heart. It's not about the situation, it's about the internal thing eh. Nagigets nyo? Pero yun nga, pero pag ikaw, nabigyan ka ng idea na ang mayaman ay mahira, mga mayaman ay masamang tao, they're greedy, parang feeling mo ayaw mo nang maging greedy, parang feeling mo ayaw mo nang yumaman, parang kasalanan na pag ikaw ay yumaman. Pero ito lang po, let me encourage you, don't buy into that lie. Bakit? Ako, I've learned the reason why God wants to bless me. Gusto ko talagang kumita ng malaki. Bakit po? So that I can share it with others. The reason why God wants to bless you and me so that we can become a blessing to others. So that we can become more generous. Agree? Grabe, no? Ang dami natin mga maling paniniwala na naipasa minsan sa atin. Ito pa, pangatlong bagay na madalas na sabi sa atin, ang pera hindi tumutubo sa lupa. Ang pera hindi tumutubo sa ano? Sa puno. Diba? Classic na classic po yan. So, ito lang po ah. Yes, importante po na paghirapan ng pera. Importante po na maging responsible sa pera. Pero mas importante na turuan po natin na ang mga anak po natin na talaga ang potential and opportunity is limitless. Oo, walang limit yan. Walang imposible. Tama o mali? Bakit natin nililimit ng tao na yung mga anak natin, sabihin natin, mahirap kitain ng pera, di ba? No. Ngayon, may mga kabataan ngayon, lalo na sa mga social media, na kumikita po ng 100,000 at million na dati walang ganung oportunidad. May kakilala nga ako sa 17-year-old na nagbenta ng kangkong chips online, ngayon ay talagang super milyonaryo na. Hindi naman niya kailangan na talagang maging 35, 55 bago mag-start ng negosyo at 17. Multi-millionaire na siya. Kaya depende yan eh. Huwag nating ililimit ang ating mga anak.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Let's go to another money mindset that really make us poor. Yung mga pinapaniwalaan natin. Money is not the key to happiness. Oh, narinig niyo yan. Ang pera, hindi naman talaga magpapasaya ng tao yan. Ito pang realidad. Ito ang tanungin ko kayo. I want you to be real also. Pag ikaw ba ay nag-travel kasama ng iyong pamilya, magiging masaya ka ba? Yes or no? Of course. Ikaw pumunta ka sa isang restaurant na pagkasarap-sarap, 12 kayo sa table, ikaw ang nagbayad, ikaw ang nag-treat, pagkatapos niyan, masaya ba kayo? Yes or no? Yes. Masaya ka ba pag ikaw ay nakakabili ng mga bagong gamit, bagong sasakyan, bagong bahay? Yes. So in reality, money can really give some happiness. But money is not the solution to everything. Ito lang po ang reality. Money can give us temporary happiness, but money can buy us permanent contentment. Yun po ang realidad. Yes, pwede tayong maging masaya pag may bago tayo, pero hindi ka masisihan sa buhay kung parati gamit na lang at pera ang habol mo sa buhay. Because contentment is not an issue of things, it's an issue of the heart. Kaya nga, gustong-gusto ko yung kasabihan na contentment makes a poor man rich. Discontentment makes a rich man poor. Hindi ko makalimutan yun. Pero huwag nating budulin ng ating sarili na ang pera hindi kayang magpaligaya ng tao. Pwedeng magpaligaya ng tao, pero hindi kayang turuan na maging kontento ang isang tao. Diba? Ang galing! Kaya nga sa itong mga money belief na pinag-usapan natin sa part 2, na talagang kailangan sobrang magtipid ka, hindi ka na mag-enjoy sa buhay, na ang mga mayaman, super greedy yan. Number 3, ang pera hindi tumutubo sa lupa o sa puno. At number 4, ang pera hindi nagbibigay ng kaligayahan. Anong sa palagay mo sa apat na ito, ang pinaniwalaan mo that really limits you to enjoy money and enjoy something in life? I hope that this episode of ours enlightened you at nabigyan ka ng bagong perspektibo pagdating po sa pera. Ako parati ko sinasabi sa tao, lahat po na tayo, mayroon tayong kakayanan na tayo ay magtagumpay. Lahat tayo meron tayong kakayanan para tayo ay umaman at umunlad. Ang tanong na lang ay ito, paniniwalaan mo ba siya o hindi? If this episode has blessed you, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. As I always say in my podcast, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.